And I'd like to welcome to the program Rick O'Donovan. He has been on the program before. He's passing through town once again. He's a musician. He plays the hammer dulcimer, the mandolin, the guitar. He's a vocalist. His new disc is called Full On, and he will be playing this Thursday, actually next week, Thursday, September 1st, at the Historic Plaza Hotel in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's good to be back. As they say in Texas, this ain't my first rodeo. I just haven't been through Texas. I got those little colloquialisms stuck on me. So, but it's good to be back to Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
It's not your first Radio Cafe show, which is almost as rough as a rodeo. So you are playing, and you've done this before in Santa Fe. Unfortunately, you won't be in Santa Fe this year, but you do these accompanying silent film gigs.
Yeah.
And especially with Greta Garbo.
Yeah, that's the current one I scored to a 90-minute film called The Temptress. I had first considered a film called The Joyless Street, but I thought, well, from a marketing PR standpoint, I think The Temptress is a little more luring than The Joyless Street.
Right.
But that's it. I tagged it Rico meets Garbo. It seems to work perfect. So, and I just had a couple down southern New Mexico in Las Cruces and in Grants with the Cibola Arts Gallery there. We did some wonderful shows. And actually, Saturday night back there at the Rio Grande in Las Cruces, they figured out that theater opened in 1926, the very year of the film I'm doing. And about 2 weeks before I arrived down there, David Salcido, the director, was cleaning out the basement of the theater and came across the actual movie poster of the film ran there in 1926.
Oh, so. My goodness.
And that was just an amazing... when you do a venue like that, it's extra special to be in a historic theater.
Indeed. Let's talk about your new disc. You play, what, every instrument on it?
This is the first disc, Mary Charlotte. I feel like for a independent singer-songwriter, multi-instrumental guy, that I'm actually carrying four discs for sale now, which is a bit unusual in today's download era. But the latest and greatest is the first CD that I actually ended up playing all the instruments. I got into production, and it just started to become like, well, dude, you can do it all. Get to work. And it kind of played into the title nicely, Full On.
Right.
And it's a CD of, it's not original material, it's traditional Irish music, but it's a mix of songs and tunes.
Songs and?
Tunes, instrumental.
Oh, yeah. Tunes are instrumental and songs are vocal.
It's trad Irish musician speak here.
Okay.
They're like, there are tunes, what they call tunes and songs, and tunes are like jigs, reels, hornpipes, anything without vocalization or singing.
Now, is hammer dulcimer pretty much always used to play traditional Irish music?
It's very much not, and it actually, I really did cut my way in Ireland because it's not a typical instrument for Irish music, and it's just a matter of ethnomusicology. It just didn't show up there until around the 40s and 50s, and you know, when I lived in Ireland for years, and if I had shown up with a fiddle, I probably wouldn't have paid the rent. And so the dulcimer, I really had the market cornered, and it just happens to suit the music really well.
It really does. But it's been, I remember this actually from when you were here, was it last year or the year before? You were talking about there's kind of Central European music gets played on on hammer dulcimer as well.
It has a deeper tradition, ethnomusicology-wise, in Turkey and Hungary. It's a prominent instrument there. And in Ireland, you know, the fiddle is always going to be at the center of Irish music, no matter what. Ireland just, you know, there was a fellow named John Ray that I emulate a lot. It's about my only thing that I could, there's some American players, wonderful women. Actually, most of the greatest players in America are women. I don't know why, but that's how it is. And but John Ray was an Irish guy from the 40s and 50s that there's some recordings of his that got captured and retained, and I listened to them a lot, and I think I copped a few moves off of him, honestly.
Well, we are pretty short on time, so you want to do a song from your new disc, Full On?
Yes. This is an old Scottish song by way of Anonymous. It's so old, nobody knows who wrote it. And it's called Peggy Gordon, and it's on the disc, which you can get at www.rickodonovan.com. Ah, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I'm so in love that I can't deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast, but it's not for you to let the whole world know it. A worried mind can know no rest.
Donovan is a musician, hammer dulcimer player, mandolin, guitar, vocals. Once again, his new disc is called Full On. He'll be playing on Thursday, the 1st of September, at the historic Plaza Hotel in Las Vegas, New Mexico, a Greta Garbo film, The Temptress, with musical accompaniment. For more information, you can go to rickodonovan.com. Ricco, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.